From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. In this final week before Christmas, I'm wearing my Harry Potter scarf, and I'm taking you to the magical world of the Archeon Midwinter Fair.
I'm here at the entrance to the archaeological park, Archeon, in Alphen in the Netherlands. And I'm going to show you around on the first day of this midwinter fest, or this midwinter fair. And there is a lot to see. Like, for instance, here is a guy who is painting selfies on a mirror. And so he makes selfies. He's basically painting a mirror. So you can just look into that painting and see yourself. Look in the mirror. Très très bien. Very good. And so you may be surprised by the looks of this park. And for those of you that are listening to the audio, I am walking basically in what looks like a medieval village. And in this park, which is actually in a quite modern part of the Netherlands, they have created this park that wants to show how people lived in the Middle Ages, in the early days here. And it's a cold winter day, so everywhere there are fires burning where you can warm yourself, which is very, very nice. And it also gives you this nice smell of winter, basically. And so here on my left, for instance, is another small hut, which is from a recreation of a homestead of the 11th century. And this is all based on old historical evidence that we have. This park was not created for this event, obviously. This is an educational park. But, of course, it is the perfect setting for an event like this. And the people that walk around here are dressed also in all sorts of different outfits. You can walk inside and take a look inside. I will show you much more of the park later on, but I'm just going to give you a general tour right now. So this is a midwinter fair. These fairs and festivals are increasingly popular in not just in the Netherlands, but a little bit all over the world. And I think it actually appeals to us so much because the real world in which we live is sometimes so complicated and downright threatening, and we long for a simpler time and a simpler life in a certain way. At least that's why it appeals to me so much. Now, here on my right is a nice lake, and back there you can see on the other side of the lake all these old medieval houses. This looks like the set from a series like the Game of Thrones, for instance. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And of course, on a day like this, it's enhanced tremendously by all these wonderful costumes of people, oftentimes made by themselves. Look at this guy, just unbelievable. Very, very menacing, but awesome looking. And here's a lady also standing in the entrance to another small stable, I think. This is also a medieval stable. There's a little boat. Let me just walk there and take a look. So there's an old boat, which I don't think is very seaworthy anymore. I wouldn't dare it. And here on the left is a recreation of a Viking stable, or at least that's what it looks like. This is from the year 400. And so there is a small fireplace here. And you can play some old-fashioned games underneath this roof. And hopefully we won't need this roof, although they have predicted some pretty nasty winter weather. Actually, there's even snow on the ground right now because it's been snowing this night. It's not freezing temperature right now, but we may get some extra snow later today, which, of course, would enhance the overall atmosphere. Look at here inside this small house, another wood fire, little candles, pottery. It is absolutely wonderful. Good morning. And of course, are you the boss of the house?
Yes. Well,
yes?
The lady of the manor.
The lady of the manor. Well, you look as if you're not getting cold today.
Oh, well, it's about 4 degrees.
It's 4 degrees, yes.
Centigrade inside. I was trying to start a fire, but the wood is all wet.
Uh-huh.
So
it will take a while for it to start. Do you expect a lot of visitors today?
Yes. It's going to be real fun.
I think so. It already looks very much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The lady of the house, right here on the Daily Breakfast. And look at that. This guy is is crossing the lake on a plateau. It's not really a boat. And he's using a rope to pull himself from the left side of the water here to this this part. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very, very awesome. There are a lot of kind of Game of Thrones type of outfits today. I look a little bit out of place, and actually I haven't really shown you my own costume, which is nothing special, but today I'm kind of in a Harry Potter mood, so I've got my my Gryffindor what is it? How do you call this? Is it a shawl or no? It's well, anyway, you see what it is to protect me against the cold. It's still early in the morning, so I haven't had much coffee yet. All right, let's see if I can turn this camera around. If it finally wants to obey me, it is a little bit it's a bit tricky to do that. There you go. And so I'll show you a bit more. This is actually pretty massive as a park. There's also a covered area that I'll show you as well. Again, this is all from the buildings from the 4th until the 9th century or 10th century after Christ here. And of course, back then, there were a lot of people also living in the Netherlands. So you will find mostly architecture that it has actually existed here in the Netherlands. Now, we're moving to a different part of the park right now. This is an even older, a recreation of an even older era. This is a recreation of a Roman type of architecture. And so there is a defense wall here, a wooden two towers from which the army could look at potential enemies. And if you walk through this entrance gate, good morning. You'll see a lot of people are well dressed for winter. And this here on my left is, I think, a recreation of a Roman bathhouse. So they would basically have these swimming pools and hot tubs and whatnot. And we know that in several places in the Netherlands they had armies and also small villages or even cities, towns, and they would have these gathering places, because it was of course much more than a Roman swimming pool, but they would gather here to talk, to socialize. And as you can tell, it is absolutely wonderfully done. And the cool thing of a day like this is that It's a mishmash of things, because of course we're here in the Roman times, but then sitting on this rock is a genuine pirate. It looks very convincing. And here on the left is another Roman building, but then there's also a knight, looks definitely more medieval, and even a dwarf walking around. Good morning. I am actually quite surprised by the weather. The sun is shining. They had predicted such nasty weather, but it is not as bad at all as everyone feared it would be. Look at that. There are two more people with masks and in feathers. Very interesting. Look at that. They've got like bird masks and really interesting, and a lot of these people are in character. This looks more like something out of Roman times, and I hear some crying, so, or some yelling. And I see a giant, what looks like a Father Christmas figure or something like that, or a winter figure on stilts. And he's towering above us right now. Check it out. And there's a knight also. Hi. Here is a creature. It looks a bit like a swamp creature. And there is a giant. I need to take a look at that. It's amazing. A rock guy, or like a walking rock giant. It looks absolutely stunning. Check it out. Amazing. Completely formed out of black rock, looking very menacing. And walking around here in the park to make sure everyone behaves. Absolutely fantastic. Of course, as you can imagine, this is a wonderful place to go with your family, because there is so much to see, and kids love to dress up, as do adults, on a day like this. And there is a child playing, and here's a young knight. And there we go. We're going to take a closer look at this green giant. Not sure who he is or what he represents, but it is very impressive. On long stilts. And there is a knight with a little fellow. And he even speaks English. That's quite amazing. Great. All right, let's move on. And what do we have here? This looks also old. It's some kind of a stable, I think. Oh, this is also the remains of a, or the remains, probably a recreation of a Roman ship that they found. Just reading some information here. It's a reconstruction. It's 25 years old. And so this is probably based on remains that they found in the Netherlands, because the Romans had their settlements here. And so, of course, to navigate the waters, the Netherlands in those days was covered in water. A lot of it was swamp and lakes. And so they needed these big boats to transport their troops over the various rivers. And it's very cool to see that they have this this boat to give us an idea of what it looked like, on the craftsmanship of the Romans in those days. All right, we're moving to another, looks like another Roman house here, which is a bit like a market. I see all sorts of metal things. Oh, this is more probably something of steampunky. The steampunk genre. I see a lot of intricate devices here that you can use, and all sorts of interesting concoctions and potions and skeletons of weird creatures like this bat. I don't think these are real skeletons, but they look really awesome. And there's something that looks like a gold paste, or this may be a booklet with some ancient recipes. And I want to take a look here on the right. Is a small, it's a creature cabinet of curiosities. And this is wonderfully made. It's definitely a labor of love. They're tiny little miniature versions of all the things that we saw in the other place. So you've got tiny little bottles. There is a miniature mummy, I think, and strange, babies with wings. It's a little bit creepy, a little bit scary, but it's just something that leaves a lot to the imagination. I guess that normally there would be someone in here telling stories, or perhaps, I don't know, crafting things. There is a tent here on the left. Definitely also looks Roman. It actually reminds me of some of the tents that you see in the world of Middle Earth. And this is also a lot of people just changing. Oh, this is definitely, yeah, steampunk objective. So people are getting ready for all the visitors that will visit this part of the of the fair. And two more very steampunky looking people. Good morning.
Hello,
how are you doing?
Fine.
What is steampunk? Can you explain that to me?
steampunk, Victorian times.
Victorian times, yes.
And then they travel through the time, and then they are...
So they're basically time travelers,
yes,
from the Victorian era,
yes,
that now live in modern day,
yes,
the modern world.
We're still traveling.
Yes, but they still have all their old Victorian looking,
yes,
gears. Do you make all that yourself, the costumes and everything?
Yes. The most we make self. We look in old stores.
And yeah. And then you create your own.
Yes.
It looks gorgeous. Absolutely fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And it's starting to rain. I guess it's something we're going to get a lot today. Here are some more steampunk people. They definitely love their hats. That's for sure. Amazing. So you're two guys with the big hats and large coats, and they have a whole bunch of steampunky things here, like a miniature chess game. That looks interesting. And a microscope. Wonderful. I need to find some shelter because the rain is intensifying. But I first want to show you this weird looking... It's a bike. Definitely based on a bike. But it also has a place where a passenger can sit, and then probably the steampunk driver can show you around and drive you around. So that's steampunk in the middle of this. This is definitely a Roman place, because here you have a statuette of Jupiter sitting on top of a green column. And this is in the Gallo-Roman style, and Jupiter is actually keeping watch over this Roman area of the park. And he's a very small bear. You can barely see him. Now, here's another. This is basically the exit, I think. And a lot of people have taken out their umbrellas to stay dry. And I think there is one more Roman building that I want to check out. Here you can pose as a Roman soldier, and there's basically a cutout figure, a photo of a Roman soldier. The head is gone, so you can put your head in there. Can I try that out? This would be a nice selfie trial. Let's see if I can turn the camera around in selfie mode. Yes, there's a little staircase here, and now I can look through this and pose as a Roman soldier. Interesting. All right. And the rain is getting worse, and I'm definitely gonna take shelter here. There are some stones. I'm not sure if these are real, but they definitely look like Roman artifacts here. They are creating masks. Roman masks with the clay. And here is a whole bunch of raw material that you can use to not only make masks, but also to make your oil lamps. Because, of course, you need light in the dark winter times. That's just wonderful. You can tell it's still pretty early in the morning, so the park is only slowly filling up with more people. Here's another nice warm fire. I hope it will keep burning despite the rain. Oh, we're just putting on some more wood. And here's some people waving at you. All right, let's go inside and see what we can find here. This is, it's nice and warm here. You've got a lot of pottery, tons of pottery and an old shelf. And here is a pottery. This is one of those turning, these wheels where you can make vases and stuff. A candle lights up the room. It's very dark because, of course, in ancient times, they only had candles and oil lamps to light the different rooms. And here is a small a Roman altar, it looks, with a candle in front of a number of clay statuettes of who knows, gods or ancestors. And there's a little offering here in front of the candle. It looks like some herbs or something like that. There is a small, it's hard to see because it's so dark in here. There seems to be a bit of charcoal where they could burn incense. And here is a picture of definitely some Roman lady. Perhaps it's a family member. Here's a very young visitor. Very curious to see what's going on. All righty. Let's see if it's still raining outside. Yeah, it definitely is. Still very, very wet. But we have the fire here to keep us warm. So that concludes my first tour here of the Archaon Midwinter Fair. Now, I've only shown you a tiny, tiny little part of the entire place. There is so much more to see. And for that, I invite you to come back, because there will be a number of episodes from this Midwinter Fair. Kind of seems like the perfect time of the year to show you around in this kind of almost magical historical place. Thanks for watching. Check out Tridio.com for more episodes and more shows. And if you want to subscribe, Tridio.com/subscribe. Thanks to my supporters over at Patreon.com/Father Roderick. I am Father Roderick in Harry Potter outfit here at Archaon Midwinter Fair. And I will see you soon. Take care and God bless.